Sponsorship for Marketing Voices is provided by Intel, the world leader in silicon innovation.
This is Marketing Voices, featuring the fresh perspectives of industry leaders and examining the impact of social media on marketing.
Hi, it's Jennifer Jones. Welcome to Marketing Voices. Today with me is Dina Kaplan, who's co-founder of Blip.tv, and she's going to be talking all about this video sharing service that's really got people talking in the marketing community. So, Dina, welcome to Marketing Voices.
Thank you so much, Jennifer. It's great to chat with you.
So how does Blip work, and what's your business model?
Great. So Blip.tv is catered to people who are creating original serialized shows for the web. A lot of people call these TV shows for the web. And the idea behind it is that people who are creating great serialized content for the internet should be able to focus 100% of their effort on creating great shows, and that Blip.tv can help with everything else. So we host videos, we distribute them to the content creator's own site, to AOL Video, to Yahoo Video, to iTunes, and a bunch of other places, and then we help to monetize the videos as well.
So what do you charge for this service?
We're free. How's that?
Boy, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I mean, in fact, the way that we look at this is that the content creators are really the stars, and in many ways you could say that we are the network. So far be it for charging them, we feel very blessed to have them on Blip.tv, and we hope to make money for them, because in all cases when we run ads on people's content, we split the revenue with the content creator 50-50.
So how many people are using it today? How many shows do you have?
Oh, gosh. I mean, not to sound like our former president, but it actually depends on what your definition of a show is. But, you know, if you uploaded two videos about your commute to work today, would that classify as a show? Who knows? But in terms of shows that we're really watching, I'd say that we have about 300 to 400 that we're really tracking and doing some press for and helping to market and really helping to grow the audience for them. And then of the very top shows, which are the ones that we actually go out and try to sell sponsorships for, it's about 50.
Wow. So now, are you looking for new shows and new content all the time?
You know, we actually focus, you know, and to back up for a minute, I mean, having said, you know, depends what your definition of a show is, depending on how you parse it, I'd say we have thousands and thousands and thousands of shows. It just depends on whether you're asking how many good shows do we have. Are we out there looking for new content? No. What we've done, we'd love to have new content, but it's not the focus for Blip.tv. Instead, what we've decided to focus on in terms of marketing is on doing a really good job, or trying to do a really good job, with the content creators that we already have on Blip.tv. We basically figured out that there are two ways that we could go about getting more content creators on Blip.tv. We could, you know, hold out a shingle at film festivals and go out on this big marketing push and try to convince content creators that we have this great service. Or we could do fanatical customer support and build features that our current content creators ask for. We definitely decided on the latter, so that if someone emails a question to support at Blip.tv, that actually will go to the co-founders of Blip, and we'll get back to them often within a minute. I don't want to guarantee that, but we're kind of known for fanatical customer support. And then if one of our current content creators wants us to build a feature or has an idea for a new distribution outlet, we'll always listen to that, and often we'll build the feature that they want pretty quickly and put it out there. So that means, in the end, the people that recommend us the most are actually our current content creators, and we found that's been a great way to bring people to Blip.tv.
Wow. So what's the future? Where do you think this will all go?
Well, there are a couple different ways to answer that. I'll give you two different ways. What I think is happening, first of all, is that power in the entertainment industry is more and more going to the content creator. So that I think what will happen in the years ahead is that you'll have amazing shows that some video sites like Blip.tv and others will be vying for, right up there with the networks vying for them as well. And it'll really be up to the talent, the content creator, to decide whether they'd rather go to TV, because there are a lot of, you know, benefits for that in terms of lots of eyeballs, you know, a natural audience and all the oomph that comes with being on a network. But I think you'll have some content creators that will choose to go to the web instead. And that will be because they can have a direct relationship with an advertiser, make more money, like a bigger share of the advertising revenue. They can control the intellectual property, retain the rights to that. And there's some other advantages as well, like the videos won't be locked into one place as they are in a network. So I think that one of the big trends we'll see is more and more power going to content creators. The other big trend that I think will happen in the years ahead is that content will just be thought of as content. Right now you think of TV shows, quote unquote, as necessarily being better than web shows, but I think that that will even out a little bit. And so just as production budgets are going down on TV, they're going up on the web. And you'll just soon be talking about shows. And some of those shows we watched on television and some on the web and some on mobile. But there'll be great content in all three places.
This show, Marketing Voices, is really geared to marketers. What do you think marketers ought to know about Blip Top TV?
I think marketers have a tough job right now because you obviously want reach. And you know that there are fewer eyeballs on television these days. But you also increasingly want engagement. You want people talking about your product. There is a huge conversation taking place online, and I think by doing really integrated marketing campaigns with online web shows, you have a huge opportunity to get involved in that conversation online. So I'll give you two great examples of campaigns that we've run on Blip that have been really successful for the brand and the agency that we did the deals with. The first is that HBO's John Adams miniseries was looking to tap into all the excitement around the presidential election campaign, and so they decided to sponsor two of our top political shows on Blip to drive traffic to the opening of that John Adams miniseries. So we did an integrated sponsorship with Talking Points Memo and with a great political show called Political Lunch as well. As part of that campaign, we actually had the two hosts of Political Lunch, who do their show every day on a little set with kind of a political backdrop behind them. We actually put John Adams mugs in front of them on the set, and they picked up the mugs and said, hey, we'd like to thank HBO for sponsoring the last month of Political Lunch. We encourage you to check out the show and stay tuned to the end of this episode. We will give you a sneak preview clip of the John Adams miniseries. And I just thought that was a great way to really directly speak to the audience of Political Lunch. Another terrific example that I'll give you quickly is when Dove Cream Oil was launching. They wanted to tap into the conversation going on among women online, and so we did a sponsorship of a new show at the time called the Amanda Congdon Show. And Amanda had a great fan base, and she actually put up a wiki, like a web page, asked her fans to script an ad for Dove Cream Oil, which they did. She then shot the ad, starred in it, and then ran that ad after the episodes of her show. And I thought, what a great way for Dove to reach a female audience by tapping into the excitement and energy and audience around a female star, or I shouldn't say star, but, you know, host of a great web show, and to do it in a way that would speak really well to our audience. So I think those are two examples of campaigns that can be very engaging for an online audience.
Well, Dina, this has been very fruitful. So thank you so much for joining me in Marketing Voices.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure to speak with you, Jennifer.
Thank you. So I've been talking to Dina Kaplan, who's co-founder of Blip.tv, here on Marketing Voices. And for all my listeners, please tune in to www.marketingvoices.com or go to marketingvoices.com. And until next week, may all the voices you hear be marketing voices.